I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
Facial hair.
Nope.
I'm already drunk. Geary.
Okay, Geary.
I also hope if my headphones were plugged into the right
Geary.
Thing. I'm really upset I can't. Baby Cobra. Like, yeah. I can't remember her name.
I don't know. People,
fuck this, me. It's not Margaret Cho.
The closest thing to being a ghost, I think, is being a person listening to a podcast and knowing what they're talking about, but they can't hear you. So you're just screaming the answer at them and they don't know.
Please scream the answer at us. Sorry.
It's okay. I'll look up.
It's been a crazy crazy 3 hours in my life. Crazy 3 hours. I mean,
I'm sorry
hit
that
the
I
fan and back,
coughed,
man.
Laughed into the thing. I apologize to everybody for that. There's been so much shit
in 3 hours since 6 p.m. It's 9.
You got so many phone calls while I was here, and I was like, please, everybody leave Shannon alone because she's making me dinner.
Dude, I couldn't make dinner. Too many people needed me.
Yeah.
Family drama.
Yeah.
School drama.
Yeah.
I mean, ugh. Crazy ass shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's up?
Hi. I just want to start off with the negativity.
Lick it.
Look at Geary.
Look at.
I just want to talk about white men we hate. Could this be a?
Oh, that was way too loud. Shit, sorry, y'all.
A regular feature: white men we hate.
White men we hate. I kind of like it.
White men we hate. There's a few. One, Elon Musk. No commentary needed.
Yeah, he didn't even do anything. I mean, he just exists. So,
well, he said that. You guys, I don't even pay taxes because all I have is stocks. So I would have to sell stocks to pay taxes. You sound like Mr. Burns. You sound like a villain.
Okay, next on the white men we hate.
Aaron fucking Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
So they asked if he was vaccinated and he said, I'm immunized. Which to him meant that he had taken like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and like antibodies.
That's not what that is.
No.
And if you say you're immunized, like you either received the vaccine or you have antibodies because you got COVID-19.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My uncle did that to me. Him and my aunt just had COVID-19.
Oh, no way.
Even though they're vaccinated. She actually got pretty sick, so I'm really glad she was vaccinated or else she probably would have died.
Yeah.
And we did that family shit day,
mm-hmm.
crap sort day. And he went to close the door. I was like, can we leave the door open? Because the house looks like a hoarder lives there now. And people are going to be going in and out and doing stuff. And it's going to get hot in here. Can we please leave the door open? Plus, like, none of us are wearing masks. And I don't want all your germs breathing on me.
Yeah.
Well, I have antibodies. Like, I don't care. I have an unvaccinated child at home. I don't want your germs in my face. Can we leave the door open, please?
Right.
I have antibodies. I don't care.
Right.
I'm not worried about you. I'm worried about my unvaccinated child at home.
Yeah.
Who now, has so many COVID cases in her unvaccinated, unmasked elementary school. They're closed for 2 weeks.
We definitely need to talk more about that, but there's still men we hate.
More white men we hate.
Okay, but so Aaron Rodgers said two, like, more fucked up things, and then we can move on. There was a third one. I already forgot who it was. Oh, now I remember.
Yeah.
Okay, so
Favorite husband on Instagram.
Yes. Aaron Rodgers, so he has not been following any of the protocols, any of the COVID protocols, because he's not even required to be vaccinated. It's not even a requirement, but if you're unvaccinated, you have to wear masks and you have to do these things. So he hasn't been doing any of those things because he fucking lied, because he's a fucking piece of shit. And then he said that he's a critical thinker and he's being attacked by the woke mob.
I can't roll my eyes hard enough.
Yeah, I'm not even going to give commentary on that. You all know why that's stupid. You all know why being a critical thinker and then choosing not to get a vaccine because you're a critical thinker is one of the stupidest.
Just tell us you're a QAnon dick sucking Trumper without telling us you're a QAnon trucks dick sucking Trumper.
Mm-hmm. There it is. There it is. Yep.
The yep. woke mob.
The woke mob. Imagine thinking woke is a bad thing. Imagine using
woke. You are so white and privileged that being woke is a bad thing.
What a piece of shit.
Hashtag half the males in my life.
And then we hate Chris Pratt.
Yeah, we kind of hate him. I mean, I was always kind of on the fence about him since he fucked with Anna Faris.
Yeah. Right. But yeah. Right. I mean, part of why he broke up with Anna Faris was so she had a traumatic birth with their son. And he was like, I want 13 more kids. And she was like, I'm not doing that again. It was very traumatizing for me and my body. And he was like, want more kids? Bye. So, like, fuck him for that. And then he did this, like, super gross and awkward Instagram post complimenting his wife, Katherine Schwarzenegger, but trying to be funny. But it was just, like, the most awkward and horrible thing I've ever read.
It was like he was trying to be Ryan Reynolds. Like, Ryan Reynolds is super cute and funny when talking about Blake. Like, he will literally post a picture of himself with an obscured view of her face for, like, happy birthday posts.
Yeah.
Or just random I love you posts. Oh, but then the whole post is about her.
Yes. He wrote, like, one of the birthday ones that he did was, like, one of my favorite human beings that I have ever known. Happy birthday. You are amazing. And I love you, Billy Ray Cyrus. And also happy birthday to my wife.
Right.
Right? Like, it's funny. It's funny.
It's funny. It's cute.
It's cute. They're silly.
So the pictures of Chris Pratt, mainly of him, a side profile of his wife. And he's like, it was just a mishmash of
random misogyny.
And sexism.
Yeah.
On top of, like, claiming he loves his wife.
Yeah. And then he said that he thanked his wife for giving him a gorgeous, healthy daughter.
Yeah.
Which a lot of us read as a slight at Anna Faris because their son was not healthy. Like, you could have just said, for giving me a daughter.
Yeah.
Thank you for our amazing daughter.
Thank you for putting your body through hell to procreate my seed.
Yeah, thank you for, you know, doing all of the amazing pregnant things that women do. I mean, if he'd just made
Ryan Reynolds
that.
Has also done a post of.
Yeah.
Multiple posts of how amazing women's bodies are. And because he has like three or four kids with Blake.
I think it's three.
And so he does go on like amazing pregnancy rants.
But
about her and her body and how amazing she is. And
Chris could have actually worded it in a way where it also kind of honored Anna in a way of like, thank you for like carrying my child and loving our child. Like if he'd said it like that, no issues, but our beautiful, healthy daughter.
Yeah. I was going to just, like, I took a screenshot of it because I was going to just scratch out, like, the gross parts, but it needed a total rewrite.
Mm.
Like, that whole first section needed to be rewritten. I could have kept most of the middle section in, omitting just a few keywords, but then the end needed a total rewrite also. And I was like, I can't even.
It was so bad. So, yeah.
And then Robert Downey Jr., 2 days later, posts an amazing post about his wife on Instagram. Oh, I'm like,
it was so
that's
cute.
That's how you do it.
That's how you do it.
That's how you do it, Chris Pratt.
Yeah, well, we don't like
doesn't
him.
Doesn't matter. He's white and privileged. And he can
that's
go
why
fuck
he's
himself.
In White Men We Hate.
Hashtag White Men We Hate.
Our new favorite
segment. Our new favorite
segment.
Please send us your submissions. White Men We Hate.
Yeah, we would love suggestions for White Men We Hate.
From the men, the three men who listen to us. Please send us a list of white men you hate.
Yeah, let
I'm
us know.
I'm sure you all hate some.
We're ready
much
to,
as we do.
We're ready to share your ideas.
All right. Cool. That's it. That's all the time I want to
spend on that
bullshit.
Well, let's talk about the next bullshit. Oh my God, I can't fucking wait for this. Real quick.
Cowboy Bebop?
Yes. I can't fucking wait.
Is that John Cho?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Playing Spike Spiegel.
I love him.
And I've been in love with Spike Spiegel for forever.
Did you see the Black Cowboy movie too?
No, but I am telling a story right now about Cowboy Bebop.
Okay. Was awesome. We went and saw it in the movie theater. Catherine can't wait to rewatch it on Netflix.
So Cowboy Bebop is the best anime of all time, and I stand by that comment. And I've been so excited about it. They released the Netflix trailer, and the music for the opening of Cowboy Bebop, if you've watched, it's just fucking iconic. And my ex, Jay, who's a fucking piece of shit, I've never talked about him before because that was when I was 20, but he is a rotten garbage human being. But he burned me a CD.
Hashtag white men we hate.
Hashtag white men we hate. Jay, you're on the list. He burned me a CD of a bunch of anime music, and that song was on it. So, like, that song, like, pumps me up. I used to drive with it loud in my car. So they had the new thing, and they put them, and that started out normal. And then the you know, music came in, and I got goosebumps, and I was so fucking excited. I've been rewatching the cartoon Cowboy Bebop to prep myself for in a week and a half.
That's awesome. I hope
the John Cho Cowboy Bebop drops.
Your expectations are met.
Me too. I don't even care if it's not, like, I hope it's a good creation, a good recreation. You know, one of the things I was thinking, there's a young girl named Ed who's a hacker who is fine for a cartoon character, but would make the literally most obnoxious human being. And I'm like, I hope they find a way to make Ed not awful. You know, like, I hope that they find a way to make it be what it is and be good. So I just can't, I want it to be good. I want it to be good so bad. I'm excited.
I'm
I hope it's amazing.
Along. I'm along for the ride.
Yeah. Great. Cowboy Bebop. All right. So what else have you been watching since I started in on content? And then we can get back to your child's school, which is a fucking piece of fuck.
Not much. I rewatched Bridgerton. I watched, The Holiday today with Kate Winslet and Cameron Diaz.
Mm-hmm.
There's some other amazing actors in there, young in their day. That's about it. I think I'm going to start finally watching that, the Catherine the Great show.
I loved that. I watched that during lockdown.
The season 2 previews look hilarious.
I haven't seen them. I can't wait to look.
Hilarious. Yeah, I think I'm ready to start watching a new 45 minute thing.
No, that show was really enjoyable.
Yeah.
The younger Fanning, I already forget her name, she's very charming in
Not
it. She's
Dakota.
Very good. Yeah,
yeah,
the other
Dakota,
one.
The L. Other one. L. 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 Fanning.
I've been rewatching Veronica Mars, and I don't know why, but I will stand by the statement that I think the first season of Veronica Mars is perfectly crafted television, and then it gets crappy after that. But, like, the first season is perfect. It is perfect TV. I love it. And yeah, I've been rewatching that. It's been fun. My parents wanted to rewatch Only Murders in the Building. I was looking at both of those and What We Do in the Shadows because I finished that season. I finished season 3 of What We Do in the Shadows. My parents decided they wanted to rewatch Only Murders in the Building to see if they saw any new clues.
That's so cute. I do need to finish that.
The
now
most
that all
adorable
the episodes
thing.
Have dropped.
I know.
So.
I tried to make you last week and you were like, no.
I wasn't feeling it.
It's okay. You don't have to. Oh, Big Mouth season 5 or whatever the hell it is,
yep,
dropped.
That's out.
Real quick, though, added to White Men I Hate, John Mulaney for ditching his sweet and charming wife and deleting every post of her off of Instagram for Olivia Munn, who he met right after rehab in church. Fuck you, John Mulaney. Because he's on Big Mouth. He does Andrew Lopperman.
Yeah, one of the main characters.
Yeah, one of the main characters. But yeah, the new season's fine. They try to do No Nut November and all the like little tweens do.
They try not to masturbate for a whole month.
Yeah, they none of them make it one day. So yeah. It's very cute and funny.
So they have love bugs in this one and hate worms?
Maybe.
What are the worms?
I don't know. I've only watched 2 episodes.
Oh, it's in the preview.
I didn't even watch the preview.
Oh,
It told me. It was like, bitch, you done been watching this show. Maybe you want to watch this.
Yes.
And so I watched 2 episodes. The Shame Wizard was back trying to fuck with people, and that was it. So, yeah, I'm sure they have other things. I love Missy's Hormone Monstress. We're back. You didn't even know we were gone, maybe.
I have to address it. Now I have to delete all this. Were we bitching about John Mulaney? There's my fucking horse of a dog. He's like an elephant up and down the stairs. Yeah. No, now that she realizes it's closed, she won't run like that. She'll like walk gently next time.
Will she though?
I don't know. My house is a zoo and I'm thinking about getting another dog.
Okay.
And
do you recall that we read tarot cards on this last week?
Where's pull up the meme. Let's do that meme right now since we're talking about it. So my tarot cards didn't tell me no. They were just like, bitch, it's a lot of work and you best be ready for it if you do this again.
You realize that like, you're just daring me to stop coming to your house. You realize that, right? You're challenging me.
If I get another dog, Maggie will never come over again.
You're challenging me to... You're like, how far can I make my best friend miserable?
It's like a little Pomsky. It's like a little lappy
dog. If you had
gotten
just that in the first place, we would all be fine right now.
I wanted a Frenchie.
All right.
Okay. Read the meme. It goes along with the story.
Yeah. So pretend that this is internet thing of the week, but it's not because we also have one at the end. Me. Should I do the thing? Friends. No. Families. No. Runes. No. Tarots. No. Spirits. No. Gods. No. Ancestors. For the love of God. No. Me. I'm going to do the thing. Loki. That's my girl.
Feel totally attacked. I love it.
It's okay. I just got a cat when my tarot cards
were like, no.
They didn't say no. They said,
neither did my dog cards.
My tarot cards said, wait a minute. But I sort of realized that there was an alternate interpretation that I wasn't reading out of them when I read that, which was that I had just been planning on getting a cat and not telling Candy and Brian about it and being like, surprise, here's a cat. And I was like, oh, they were telling me not to do that.
Mm.
So I think. I think that's what that warning was. So, but here was what happened. On Wednesday, I started with Candy because I thought she was going to be the one to say no. So I said, can I adopt this elderly cat who needs like elder care? And she goes, ask Brian. He's the one who always ends up helping with that. And I go down and I ask Brian and I explain the whole thing to him. And he goes, I need you to go and meet the cat first and make sure it's an okay match. And I need you to take complete control of the litter box because you never did with Sid. And here's the thing. Sid went outside. He hated using the litter box and he would mostly go outside. And I forgot about it because it was in the basement, which is, you know, like where Brian.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Out of sight, out of mind.
And that's where Brian hangs out.
Exactly that. So I was like, I can do that. So the next day I went and met her at the Humane Society. Her name is Snapdragon. And they opened the little cage and she crawled right into my lap and like headbutted me for pets and purred her little heart out. And then I went up to the thing being like, yeah, I want to adopt Snapdragon and, you know, I'll put down my like $25 deposit for her. So if you get that hold till the end of the next day, right? So you get to hold your pet for, you know, 24 hours plus whatever's left in the workday. And if you don't come pick the pet back up, you just donated that. Thanks. Right.
Right. Yep.
So I go up and the girl looks like, ugh. And she's like, let's talk about what we got to talk about. And she just like thinks I'm going to change my mind. And
because Snapdragon is elder, she has a few health issues.
Right.
So yeah, they do have to do their due diligence and be like, look, this is what you're getting into.
Right. She just had her tail amputated and they said it was this kind of lump thing that is an infection, so you have to regularly check her whole body for those because she could get others. Okay, cool. She has renal failure. Yep, got it. She has a heart murmur. It is at a 3 out of 6. Mm-hmm. Like this woman clearly thought that, and I was asking questions about it. I was like, how do I get more of the special kidney diet stuff? Okay, is there anything particular I need to look for with the heart murmur? Is that like a vet thing? Like I'm asking all these, and she's like, her eyes are just like, are you insane? But the more she was telling me, the more I was like, yeah, clearly the hospice cat needs my love. And then the next day when I went to go get her, I took all of Sid's old cat food, all of the cans that he had never used, you know, because she's not eating that. And that second day, I was informed that she also had had to have all of her teeth pulled. So I have.
She has to have them.
No,
all
she
pulled.
Had them. They did it. They amputated her tail and pulled all of her teeth except for a couple.
Oh my!
Yeah, she's not in good shape. And I said to the lady, I was like, listen, if I only have her a couple of months and she costs me a ton of money, then like, so be it. And I gave her a really good end of her life. She captured my heart. She's a sweet little baby princess and is adorable. And I like her. I like spending time with her. She's very funny. She like keeps on getting in Brian's lap. She keeps on trying to make friends with Candy. And she is a little... Oh, and, okay, so, you know, Brian, who was like, I'm not fucking helping you with this cat, was like, well, I can make her kidney food, you know. I can just, like, mince up the chicken and, like, cook the rice and, like, mix it all together. But I would have to make the broth from scratch because the broth from the store has a lot of sodium in it and sodium's bad for her. But, like, I could just make, like, broth from scratch and then mince all the chicken.
Aww. She captured his heart.
Oh, yeah.
Plus,
oh, yeah.
Since he can't cook for you or himself anymore, like, right. He's got to cook for someone.
Yeah. And then they gave me a whole bag of dry food, and I was like, can she eat this? But I just put water on it, and she ate that. And then since then, Brian was like, okay, I tried it with chicken broth. I tried it with beef broth. Like, we're, like, adding it to it to make it mushy enough for her to eat. So, like, yeah.
Give the cat with no teeth hard food.
And I was like, has she been eating this here? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, I don't.
Has she been swallowing it whole?
I don't believe you.
Are we just like licking it and swallowing it whole?
They gave me a bunch of cans of it too, but like, what? So then I call the vet to do an intake, you know, because like they need to know about her and all of her health issues. And I was like, yeah, I adopted this elderly cat with a bunch of you know, health issues. And the lady was like, oh, that was really sweet of you. Like, that was very nice. And then she was like, how old is the cat? And I said, well, the Humane Society, you know, guessed that she was 16. And the vet receptionist was like, what? It's like, I already warned you that I had an old cat with lots of health issues. I
already told you I have an elder cat.
I already.
That's anything over 13.
I already told you I have an elderly cat with health issues.
She's the same age as Daisy. Daisy's like 15, 16.
She's the same age as Sid was.
Yeah.
And like, honestly, I keep, you know, it's hard to not compare them. That like Sid's illness like came on fast, right? Like it was boom, boom. And that was it. And it was time. And like, she just has like all these issues and it's going to be expensive and it's going to take a while.
She's like the 85-year-old with all the health issues mm-hmm. that never dies.
Mm-hmm. Whereas Sid was like, I'm healthy, I'm good, I'm not, bye. Like, that was my Uncle Larry, like not my uncle, but my mom's Uncle Larry, who was like, do you remember him? He died when we were supposed to go see Sharon Needles.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And he was like fine, and then he was in the hospital for a month, and then he died. And like at first in the hospital, they were like, yeah, he's totally treatable. And then they were like, maybe not. It was just like boom, boom, boom.
Sometimes it just takes one little thing to kick everything else off. That happened with Frank. I mean, Frank had heart disease, but he got this cut on his leg that just sent his body into a spiral. He got a cut on his leg that didn't heal. And that was it. Literally it. So sometimes that happens, man.
Yeah. Yeah, and so, you know, I mean, it was good that, like, Sid's care didn't cost me an arm and a leg. Like, this little bitch is going to. But she is a sweet little lover.
Sid's longevity care, though, did cost you an arm and a leg because he's scrappy and he got in fights all the time and you had to take him in to get...
You're not wrong.
...taken care of.
Yep, abscesses. There was a time that he got bitten on his leg and he had, like, a little... Like, they had to shave it to make sure it was treated and... Yep, you're right. I had to spend a lot on him for... His fucking fights with other cats. And maybe a dog, because I'm not 100% sure what thing bit him. So, yes, you're not wrong.
Princess Switch 3! All the holiday movies are dropping already.
Yeah.
I'm going to start, man. I don't care. I feel like the last 2 years has been such a shit show that I am not going to mind 2 months of Christmas movies at this point. I have a lot of friends that have already put up their Christmas tree. And quite frankly, I am this close to doing the same.
When you get live trees, you don't get to put them up this early.
Yeah, no, I don't get live trees. I have fake ones. I get pretty fake ones that I put up when I have the emotional spoons too.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes down when I have the emotional spoons too, which means I generally have a Christmas tree up from anywhere between the week of Christmas or last year it was Thanksgiving. This year it might be this weekend. Who knows? Through February, March. I call it my solstice tree.
Good. Perfect. Perfect. So yeah, that was one of my stories I wanted to tell. I wanted to tell everybody about Snapdragon.
Snapdragon for the win.
The saddest thing is that, like, there's two really sad things. One is she licks herself, and because she has no teeth now, her tongue does not, like, do what she wants it to. So it just, like, lags all over her mouth when she tries to wash herself. Like, it's always going to one side or the other.
She doesn't have teeth to, like, keep it in line. Mm-mm. I didn't realize your teeth kept your tongue in line so much.
Imagine having no teeth and trying to lick an ice cream cone. Like, it would just sort of go around. It would just sort of, like...
I feel like I have control of my teeth, but yeah, I do feel how much my tongue hits my teeth.
Right. Right. So she's just doing her, like, cat thing, like, licking her own fur real hard, and her tongue will, like, slide out of one side of her mouth or the other.
For a little tongue.
I know. And then when she yawns, it looks like a snake, like, ah, ah, ah.
How's that go again?
And then the other thing that just, like, both of those kind of break my heart, but also it's adorable, is that she wants to stand on her hind legs when it's food time, but she doesn't have the balance anymore because she doesn't have
a
tail.
So does she
just
flop over?
Yeah. Aww. She's like, brruh, 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 and then flops because she can't
she
stand.
She doesn't have a tail to
she
balance.
She doesn't have a tail to balance anymore.
Love it. Just Friends is back. I'm watching that shit.
Because, yes, you love that movie. Because she has kidney failure, she pees so much. It's wild. It's like what Sid used to do if I forgot to change his litter for a while when he lived inside in
Florida.
Does
she also have diabetes? Did they check her for diabetes?
Yeah, they checked her for that.
Okay.
Renal failure, so when it's in the early stages, it makes, since the kidneys are having a hard time flushing out the things that are there supposed to be flushed out, it dilutes it and does a lot of dilute pee instead of, like, a normal concentration of pee. So that's why it does that.
Daisy has diabetes and is in the beginning stages of renal failure. So she pees nonstop.
Yeah, it's so much.
Like, I have to scoop. We have to scoop multiple times. Anytime she pees, I have to scoop it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like buckets of pee.
Yeah.
So she went from, like, super fancy cat food to fucking Friskies because she can't have high protein with renal failure.
Right.
She can't have dry food because of carbs and diabetes. So the vet was like, yeah, she needs, like, a high-fat, low-carb diet. Here's a list of food, all the cat foods on the market, all the nutritional values. Pick one with the lowest protein, lowest carb content. So it's like fucking Friskies, man. And even that's not the lowest. It's just, like, the lowest I could find on the list-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so I got to put my other cat on wet food too, so she doesn't get diabetes, and she's a fat ass.
She didn't used to be. I know I've told this on here because when I came here the first time, like, post-pandemic, I mean, it wasn't post. We're not post. We're still in it. But when I started coming here again, I was like, Jesus Christ, your cat got fat. I'm not fat shaming. I'm just surprised. This is a lot of pounds for
her. She was super slender when she got here.
But also in that year and a couple months.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know. Who knows? She could be dying, too. She could have a uterus full of blood. Who knows?
Literally nobody knows anything.
But she doesn't look preg, so she just has a big, floppy, fatty belly,
mm-hmm.
which I did Google, and some cats do naturally have.
Sid had that.
That pooch.
Yeah, I call it the cat flap.
Yeah, the protection flap for when they fight. Yeah. Get scrappy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sid had one. And it was funny when he would run, it would go back and forth. Oh, she also can't run because she has no balance anymore. And she just sort of, like, blah, blah, blah. Oh, my old, stupid, wonderful cat.
Love it.
Yeah, she's very sweet.
Are you letting her roam the house now, or are you still keeping her to that, to
we
the bedrooms?
Opened her to the upstairs, so the gate is now to the downstairs. There's so much to get into downstairs. We just like, so she can do, and but you know, Candy and Brian's room is shut off because Candy's allergic, and the guest room is shut off because my sister-in-law is allergic, and so we try to keep the guest room cat-free. So, but she can go in my room, the bathroom, the other bathroom, the laundry room, the living room, and the kitchen and dining room. So she can go that whole part, just not the bedrooms of the cat people.
Yeah. I thought of getting a kitten recently too, and I'm just like, kittens are fucking scrappy. Yeah, I haven't had a kitten in 15 years, and when I had a kitten, I had a much smaller house.
Yeah.
Like, what am I going to do with a kitten in this house?
No, kittens fuck shit up.
It's giant. They're going to fuck shit up. They're going to chew on my cords.
Yeah.
They're going to get lost.
I told this story before, too. Sid used to chew on my phone cord all the time. And thank God I worked at Disney World at the time, because I could just go to property control and buy chargers that people had forgotten for a dollar.
Like, I don't know what's...
Disney sells their lost and found.
That's what I was going to get to next. Yeah. I'm like, I'm laughing, but like, how Disney of Disney to sell their lost and found to their employees.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was only a dollar.
Still.
Okay, but think of how expensive it would have been for me to buy a replacement cord at that time. $29 every time. Every single phone had a proprietary... Do you remember that back in the early... single one had a proprietary thing.
Yeah.
There wasn't just like a universal plug.
There's still not a universal plug.
There's not. No, but there's more common ones, you know, micro USBs, etc. Yeah,
there's basic, I guess. There's two universal plugs. One for all the iPhones and then one for everyone else.
Yeah.
So what else is going up on Aaron? I had a little list, but I was going to top off my phone because it was dying.
Well,
and then I forgot to get it.
We were going
to
talk about Catherine's school. You mentioned it, but I wanted you to say what the superintendent said, because that is fucking fucked up.
I'm so annoyed. So if y'all didn't know, still in the middle of a pandemic. It's more like... We're supposed to be an endemic now, which is when the stage of a pandemic where shit evens out, people are vaccinated, you still get sick, but you don't die, herd immunity is forming, all that jazz. So there's a lot of things that happen during endemic, and we're supposed to be in that. The state of affairs today, as of today, is actually kind of slightly scary. There's a Delta Plus variant now.
Mm. Is that like Comfort Plus?
It's like Comfort Plus.
Comfort Plus?
Yep, you pay extra for that bullshit. That's two for one. Vegas cotton. Pay double for that. But we're at this, and I've seen it with U of M's numbers, because I get U of M's numbers every 3 days. So we have been for a month at this high, steady rate.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going down, though, and that's what's concerning. It should be going down, but it's staying steady. So to share the COVID numbers of my employer, we have been in the 50s admitted adult hospital for COVID for over a month.
Yeah.
But every day, we still release 8 to 10 people, but those numbers have not gone down for a month.
So I wanted you to, like, I've just pulled up the Michigan graph, right?
Yeah,
so
I looked at that the other day.
Right.
Yeah.
So it looked like we were, as a state, it looked like we were going to go down for a second.
Right.
And then
on that trajectory, I feel like we're just going to keep going slow and high. Like, we're not going to hit a peak for months because it's just this slow, even climb.
Yep.
It has not peaked like it has the last two times.
No, there's not. It's not a peak.
So
it is just
even
this.
The pediatric admissions are slow and steady, anywhere between 1 to 6. But I've seen a lot more 4, 5, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 5, 5, 5, 6, 4, 5, 6.
Real quick, my friend who works at Sparrow said that they went on Surge recently,
mm-hmm.
which it shouldn't even be called Surge. It's just like, we're not, it's not a surge. It's just now we're at this level all the time.
Yeah. They're like permanent surge.
Yeah. But they went on surge protocols like last week.
So that's like the state of the world right now. Most counties in Michigan, most Southeast Michigan counties did go from virtual learning to in-person learning this last fall with mask mandates. My county did in-person learning last year with a mask mandate. And this year they are also doing in-person learning, but with no mask mandate, literally because of all the anti-maskers out there raising hell and making it difficult for our superintendents, teachers, administrators, and health department to do their fucking job.
Yeah.
Our community leaders have been bullied so much from anti-maskers
mm-hmm.
that they just have given up. And are like, fine, we're not going to do masks, and this is where we live. So no masks in school unless you want to. They're still strongly recommended to be worn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there's no mandate.
Mm-hmm.
So the majority of the teachers are not wearing them. The majority of the administrators aren't wearing them.
Wait, the teachers aren't wearing them?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
The majority of people, the principal, Catherine's principal isn't wearing them. He greets everyone every morning.
You fuck.
If anything, like, those leaders should still be wearing masks.
Yeah, they fucking should. In my head this whole time, I was like, we've got mostly the teachers wearing masks, except for those, like, you know, those handful of conservative teachers.
It's the opposite in our schools. It's the handful of, people who are following science, and the rest are like, everyone's vaccinated, so I don't have to wear this.
Mm.
Yeah, have been a teacher for over 20 years. You know, school is a petri dish of germs. No one was sick last year with anything.
No.
So masks work for everything. No flu, no strep, no RSV.
Mm-hmm.
And now all those numbers are spiking right now because no one's wearing masks.
What?
Who knew? So long story long.
Thank you for picking that up for me. That makes me very happy.
County doesn't have a mask mandate. Catherine's school is full of hundreds of unvaccinated crotch goblins because they're under 11.
Oh.
No mask mandate. And we have been identified as an outbreak. And Catherine went to school today. She just got off of like a 4-day quarantine because of multiple positive cases in her classroom. And now the entire school is fucking closed for 2 weeks. So she doesn't go back to school in the building. She does school at home till after Thanksgiving.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
The letter from the superintendent said, now I forget, what's the word it said? It was an unforeseen outbreak of COVID-19 has hit our school. And everyone...
Nobody could have predicted this!
Yeah, no one could have predicted this. We had zero closures last year because we wore masks.
Mm-hmm.
And now here we are, November, the beginning of flu and cold season.
When did school start again?
September.
So how long has it been?
3 months. Four?
Two. Beginning of September. 1 month to beginning of October.
Yeah.
1 month to beginning of November. It has been 2 whole months.
Now, 2 whole months since it's taken for Brighton schools to go on lockdown. It took Howell schools 2 weeks to have outbreaks and closures.
Mm-mm.
So Brighton's doing good compared to its neighbors.
Yeah.
Now, the high school is unmasked. Like, Anina says only her and one or two, maybe, other students in all her classes are wearing masks. But those students are all, I'm going to guess, at least 50% of them are vaccinated.
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, you know, you and I have talked a lot over the last year and a half, almost 2 years now, of the Swiss cheese thing,
so
part of it.
That right there proves that, like, vaccines work.
Mm-hmm.
You have 2,000 kids in high school. Yes, they do have pockets of quarantines, but they haven't had over 25% of the school out at one time.
Is that how much of Catherine's school was out?
Yeah. As of Friday,
I know. I knew that. I was being dramatic.
Yeah, sorry. So that it's even more now then.
Yeah, that's true.
So
that's fucked. That's, hey guys, that's fucked.
It done fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So my kid wears a mask. She wears the kid version of the KN95, whatever. It's like a 5-layer paper mask from China.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows if it works or not, but it makes me feel good. And she reports back at like half of her classes wearing masks, and her teacher wears a mask because her teacher ain't dumb. Her teacher left school last year to teach virtually because she didn't want to teach in person during a pandemic. So thank God for us, well, at least one smart teacher in that school.
That is, yeah.
So the deal with Catherine going in, Scott made me send her back to school this fall.
I remember this.
And the deal was, if school closes down at any point, I get to yank her out and homeschool her the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are.
Here we are.
Didn't happen last year.
No, that was also the agreement last year.
Mm-hmm.
However, last year, it was mostly virtual for, no, you guys didn't do virtual. She was in person.
We had one day virtual.
Yeah.
Every Wednesday.
So she went, because Dexter was virtual that whole time for the first half of the year.
So was Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
Year round last year.
No, but Dexter went back in the spring or in the winter, late winter. I forgot that Catherine was there the whole time. But what was the difference, Shannon?
Mask mandate. Everyone wore a mask.
Imagine
that. Imagine if only we could have known what might have caused this unforeseen outbreak during a pandemic.
It was unforeseen.
Like, I am legit really close to sending the superintendent a bag of dicks to suck on.
I mean,
or exploding dick confetti all over his desk.
Maybe you need to find somewhere to write a letter to the editor about it. I mean, I know that.
Oh, it's all over the news.
I know it is, but just being like, why are we letting these like outspoken assholes, you don't say assholes because then they don't print it, you know, keep us from having a mask mandate when last year the school didn't close at all and now it has closed 2 months into the school year. Like get out all your feelings and send it off. Maybe they'll print it, maybe they won't, but it'll feel good.
There are plenty of other parents doing that. So.
Okay, I mean, I'm just saying, like, maybe it'll be cathartic.
I'm exhausted.
Okay, then don't do it. I was just trying to be helpful. Do what makes you happy.
I just want to complain here and then move on.
I'm okay with that, too. I support you.
We're, like, this fucking close to getting her vaccinated.
We're so close.
Like, can't I just get my kid vaccinated, please?
Well, no, because you haven't had a car for 2 months.
I could go get her vaccinated tomorrow somewhere, but I haven't had a car. So I made an appointment through my health provider, which is a month from today.
Hey, I have a question. Do you guys recall when Shannon's car got sideswiped 2 months ago?
Yeah, at middle of September. Middle of September? It was many, like 8 episodes ago.
And here we are, and it is still not fixed.
Still not fixed. So don't get in any car accidents.
There are supply chain issues.
There are insurance company issues. They do not want my body shop to use new parts. They want them used and refurbished to put on my car. That's bullshit.
Yeah, that's total fucking bullshit.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck?
I want to drive a safe vehicle, please, and you're making me put used, refurbished car junk parts on my car? Go fuck yourself. Hashtag white men we hate insurance companies.
Yeah, we hate those white men too.
So if you get in a car accident, be prepared to have a loaner or no car for many, many months, or pray that they total your car so you can just go buy a new one. And then good luck doing that. There are cars out there, but they're twice as much as what they should be because of chip shortages.
Yeah, shit's fucked.
If you drive around town and look at the lots, they're like empty.
Yeah. No, I...
Oh, there we go.
I think that's what you did last time.
It must have been.
Yeah.
I kept the cursor on the pause and then I hit it and it paused.
Yep. That's how that go.
Ugh. I also had other shit on my list, but I forget now.
That's okay. I have a hypothetical for you.
Yeah.
All right. Let's say there was someone who had lied to you and taken advantage of you and your kindness,
mm-hmm.
right? Someone is like dishonest with you and been like, well, Shannon is a kind-hearted and loving person. I think I will use that to my advantage. And then you and that person stopped talking to each other because you should, because they were not nice to you.
And I have.
And then that person tells me, your friend Maggie, I want to reach back out to Shannon and maybe like say I was a little harsh at the end. And I would say to that person, yeah, maybe you should. And then that person says, and I want to take advantage of her in exactly the same way again. And I say to that person, you leave her the fuck alone.
If that is their intent, then I'm going to thank you. Because yeah. I'm not below mending fences.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Neither am I. I have had a good friend do me dirty.
Yeah, so have I.
So dirty, Maggie.
Mm-hmm.
I should never have ever, 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 ever have talked to them ever again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if like 3 years went by and they reached out and apologized for their behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And said that what they did to me has haunted them to that day. They're so sorry. And I wanted to reach out and apologize.
Yeah. Yeah.
Guess what?
You'd be open to that.
We're friends.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah. I mean, things got real hairy with scrotum sack.
Yeah.
And you guys are pals again.
Yeah.
And that's fine. It's all fine. Yeah, so the you in this situation is really mad at me because they wanted to talk to that person. They really, and I just feel like I'm having a hard time with this in my head because I'm like, in what world would I be okay with myself if I had said, yeah, you should totally talk to my friend and take advantage of her again? Like, I would be a shit friend if I had done that.
Yes.
That would be the bad thing. That would be a wrong, because this person straight up said, like, I want to do the exact same thing as I did last time. I want to say I'm sorry. I'm like, yeah, you should do that. And I want to treat them the exact same way again. And
I was like, oh, we didn't learn shit.
We didn't learn a goddamn thing.
No, you're not doing that.
No, don't do it. Leave her alone. Leave her
she's
alone.
She's still not over you. Leave her alone.
Leave her the fuck alone. And yeah, she's mad because she wanted to converse with him. Which, like, I have a lot of compassion for that instinct. I do. I have, because there have been times where I'm like, I just have something I need to say. But sometimes you don't, like.
No,
like,
she's holding on to that thread of maybe, possibly he might actually like me. And he doesn't.
He
just wants to do her dirty.
He just wants to keep being an asshole. Oh, stop being an asshole. Listen, this is just life advice, you guys. Don't be an asshole. Don't use people. Just be kind and compassionate and loving. So
even if you do, you don't double dip.
Don't double dip.
If you do someone dirty. If you do someone dirty and you get caught, that's it.
That's the end.
You don't get to do it again.
Yeah.
You don't get to double dip.
This reminds me of a time that I tried to be horrible. I think I told this story. When I was at Disney World, when I worked there, I met this guy who was totally emo. He had the black hair in front of his eye and he was in a band.
Black nail polish and eyeliner, all the jazz. Mm-hmm,
and he invited me to his open mic night at a coffee shop.
Oh my God, I love it so much.
And I impressed him by reciting a poem and he was like,
wow. Was it by Edgar Allan Poe?
It was not. It was some like 70s hippie shit and he was super into it. And he was like, wow, that was amazing.
Did he suck your dick?
Basically, yeah. Nice. So I told multiple people, I was like, I am going to destroy him. I am going to rip his heart out. And then he's going to have all these songs he can write about.
I'm going to be his muse.
I am going to be his emo muse. And I was so excited for this. And
it was the 90s. It's all right.
It was 2005.
Close enough.
And then he broke things. We definitely did it. We did hook up. And he broke things off with me by saying, there's this girl I like and nothing has happened. We're just talking, but I have a crush on her. So I'm going to never talk to you again. And I was like, what just happened?
No, no, no. I was supposed to break up with you.
I wanted you to write songs about me. God damn it, Brad. I couldn't remember his name. Earlier, I called him Bobby. It was definitely Brad.
Oh, I love that even more. Brad.
God damn it, Brad. So, that was a story of me being a deliberately horrible person. And you know what I don't do? I don't do that. You don't do that twice to the same person. That's the point. You don't go back and try that again.
I mean, I could wreck a few people too. Like mm-hmm. when you know you have that power, sometimes you just, yeah, you just, yeah, you think it, you move on. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you don't really do it.
No, there was a guy too that I worked with who was, I suspect he might have been gay, but he was religious and virginal, and I used to, it was sexual harassment. I used to sexually harass him. And I'd be like, Dan, when are we going to have sex? And he'd be like, when we're married? And so I would go to my coworkers and be like, go ask Dan when the wedding is. Like, I fucked with Dan so hard. And
I think as, was he introverted?
Yes.
So I did this to a coworker too. I mm-hmm. basically sexually harassed a coworker.
Yeah, I did. Because I had the power.
Was introverted.
Because I had the power to do it.
Yeah. I'm extroverted. And I there's a certain type of introvert I like to poke at.
Oh, yeah.
To try to pull them out of their shell a little bit. And so that's what my harassment is for. Like, I recognize you're introverted. And I was raised in a household where that type of behavior shows that you love someone.
Mm-hmm.
It's very toxic.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be doing it. And I chose this specific coworker on purpose to do that to. They were brand new to our team. Every day, I would ask him if he brought the donuts yet.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you know, as the new person, it's your turn, you're supposed to bring the donuts, man. Where are the donuts?
Mm-hmm.
Every day for a year, I asked him where the donuts were.
That's hilarious.
Like, it's hilarious, but it's still harassment.
Yeah. No, but I mean, so were you asking him when you were going to fuck him? Because that's no, what I did to Dan.
But I would say things that would make him blush.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now I have another coworker who's introverted, but he's on the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
Do I do that to him, Maggie?
I mean, if you did, he wouldn't understand. Right.
Right.
But no, you don't do that to him. You don't do that to him.
I know my boundaries.
Yeah, know your boundaries.
But that doesn't mean I didn't do a shitty thing to someone. I did. And I feel real bad about it. And I've actually talked about it in front of other coworkers in a supportive setting about that, you know, that
yeah.
that is something I did and I'm not proud of it.
No.
And I now recognize the behavior and I'm never going to do that again.
Yeah.
But that doesn't change that I might have made this person's experience miserable just because I was trying to be funny and make him feel more welcome.
Well, Dan and I are still friends to this day. We haven't seen
each
other.
Have you had sex yet?
No. And he's unmarried, which, you know, he never got married. So I still...
Because he likes dick.
I mean, I'm not gonna... I still wonder that for sure. Like, don't... Yeah. For... Yeah. And that's good if he does, you know? Yeah. Oh, and I used to do that
but
too.
But sad if he's too Christian.
I know. I really hope that he has a good life where he is open with himself and honest. I mean, I don't know him that well, but we still talk on Facebook. I sent him a bunch of pictures when I was like downloading a bunch of stuff off the internet. And he was like, oh my God, anything else that you find, please send it my way. I would just love to see these. Thank you so much for, you know, like he was delighted to see them. We had a little chat. Like we are cool. He does not harbor resentments against me, but that does not make my behavior okay. Ooh, that is the point of all of this. There it is. Just because someone doesn't harbor resentments against you does not make your behavior okay. And it does not give you carte blanche to do it again.
That was a long walk.
It was a great long walk.
Yeah.
Sometimes long walks are
Jeremy
fun.
Jeremy Bear me, baby.
That was a total Jeremy
Bear me moment.
Oh, fuck me. Do you know what else I've been watching? Love Life with him, from Chidi
right.
Anna Kendrick.
Chidi Anna Kendrick.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been so good. That's on HBO Max, you guys. And It's so good. Because the first season is Anna Kendrick and as the main character. And she does her, like, clueless white girl stumble through New York. Marries a hipster douche. Gets divorced. Gets knocked up by her fuck buddy. And it all ends up happily ever after. And so now William Jackson Harper is the second season. So it's from a man's point of view this time, and a black man. And so there's like a lot of like race issue stuff that they're dealing with, because he was married to a white woman. He had dated almost exclusively white women before. And so like he's dealing with that issue, and like, why, you know, like, why is it like that? And his wife, he and his wife get divorced early on. But in the first episode, he asks her, like, who do I remind you of? And she's like, Barack Obama. And that's not what he wanted, right? He didn't, because someone had insulted him by being like, you're Barack Obama, you're LeVar Burton, being like, you are a black man who that white people feel comfortable around. You make yourself accessible to white people, right?
Yeah, so like this guy, code switching.
Right, right. So this guy insulted him with that. And so he asked his wife, who do you remind me of? And she goes, Barack Obama. And he goes, anybody else? And what did she say?
LeVar Burton.
Well, she said the Reading Rainbow guy.
The Reading Rainbow guy.
But like,
not Tupac. not Snoop Dogg.
Not Idris Elba.
Idris Elba, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, hey. He's just like.
Not that guy on Instagram who wears the gray sweatpants.
Hello, gray sweatpants guy. We love you, and we will talk about you every week. But like, yeah, I mean, I guess Idris Elba is also, you know, digestible to white people, but not in the same way that
Denzel Washington,
not the same way that Barack Obama and LeVar Burton are in this, like, yeah, you know, trying to make themselves non-threatening kind of thing, you know, this like, I am accessible to you. So anyway, yeah, it's been really interesting how different the two seasons are. And plus I love William Jackson Harper. So
has he identified why he doesn't date black women yet?
No.
Like because of,
no, I mean, it's just kind of a journey and discussion that he's been on. There is a woman who he developed a crush on, and she's the one who called him on it, and he's, like, totally in love with her. And he keeps, they've never been together, but he keeps going back to her as friends, quote unquote. And he, you know, like, I sort of think that they're going to end up together at the end of the season, which is interesting because in Anna Kendrick's season, she did not meet the guy that she's with until the very last episode. And that was like, and this is her happily ever after. But he's on this journey of like ebb and flow and figuring things out. And she keeps coming back into his life. And so, yeah, it's both of them are about learning lessons and like living your life. And I really enjoy it. Highly recommend Love Life on HBO Max.
Ta-da!
Sorry, I got distracted, but we said Jeremy Bear Me, and then of course I thought The Eye Broke Me, and then I thought William Jackson Harper's show is fucking fantastic, and I forgot to say that.
Yeah, we need to get out of this loop.
I'm in a loop today, you guys. Guess what? By the next time you hear from us, I will be a year older.
Woohoo!
It is my birthday on Friday. Away!
I think we should give away, as a joke, your leftover cheese platter to the winner of whatever games we're playing.
Yes.
The winner of this game will get the remainder of the soft cheese platter.
Ugh.
No one will get that joke except for like four of us.
No, but I do, and that's what's important.
That includes Catherine.
I posted Snapdragon on Reddit to get all of the points.
Mm-hmm.
Today I adopted Snapdragon, 16 years old with kidney disease, a heart murmur, recent tail infection, and amputation. I got all these awards.
Yay!
And some bitch-ass bitch.
Validate me!
Well, you know, fine. It's in senior... I didn't even do it in awe or kitties or anything. I did it in senior kitties, which is especially for people with elderly cats.
Yep.
Right? To be like... Yeah, I adopted an elderly cat. You elderly cat fans will appreciate this.
So what does cunt-ass bitch say?
Let her go peacefully instead of using it for bragging on the internet, Jesus fucking Christ. Why you gotta be like that?
Why can't you just scroll on?
Scroll on.
Why can't you just vote up and scroll on?
Scroll down. Vote down. You clearly think I'm an asshole. Vote down and scroll on.
Vote down and scroll on.
Because here's the thing. And I said this to this guy. I said, you know, this cat came from the Humane Society, and if the Humane Society had thought that she was hopeless, they would have put her down.
They would have euthanized her, yeah.
But they didn't, and so I didn't want her to die in the shelter, and I really like her, and Reddit likes a good story. That's what I said. Because Reddit does like a good story. Mm-hmm. Reddit loves I adopted a 16-year-old cat with health issues.
Reddit would have loved an Iceland Eurovision performance where it almost killed both the singers and then they still jumped up and finished their song.
I went on a rant today about Eurovision. That's what Shannon's referencing. And I did not stop. I kept on bringing it back up. Okay, so here is my issue with Eurovision.
The movie.
The movie, not the
legit sing, right. sing-song contest.
I do love the song contest. But Eurovision Fire Saga story or whatever. Fire Saga. Because that's their name. At the end, so they go to Eurovision. They make it to the top 10. They do this ridiculous thing where they sing a different song and get disqualified and it's incredible and the crowd goes wild and they kiss at the end. Like, that would have been so dramatic.
Eurovision loves a good story.
They love a story. They love a story. And like, that would have made them like completely famous across Europe. Like, everybody would have loved, like, I mean, and then the fame level, we're not talking like ABBA. We're not. We're talking like some tears down from that.
Yeah, middle of the road.
But middle of
like
the road.
European popular. Maybe middle. Not, middle. Not hitting the States, maybe, or maybe you just like got a one hit wonder.
Yeah, exactly that. They would have been mid level famous. And then at the end of the movie, they're playing in the bar that they always played in and asked them if they wanted to hear the Eurovision song and they scream that they want to hear Yaya.
Yeah, yeah, ding dong.
And I'm like, none of, I don't like the end because that's not how that would have gone at all. It makes me really mad.
They weren't just randomly singing in a bar, though. They were, like, singing at their parents' wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So
that does make it slightly better.
But it does make it feel like they're still living in the town and not famous.
Yeah.
So I see where you're going with that.
Yeah, it makes it feel like the journey didn't do anything for them when it right. 100% would have.
Yeah, like a better, they would have like been a famous slightly better ending would be like a pan out. And like maybe they're in a mansion that's recreated the bar inside, or maybe there's like a stretch limo outside, or maybe there's a bunch of fans outside the bar that know that they're in there playing.
Yeah.
You know, just some little hint that
did something for them.
Yeah.
I mean, and the thing that it supposedly did for them was got them together and they had a baby, but like,
you can do that anyway. you don't need
to
fucking Eurovision song competition to do that.
Right.
You were going to end up fucking anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. That people across Europe would have gone crazy for that story. Like, they would have loved that. Even for just a couple years, they would have been mid-level famous at least. And so I just am so annoyed that they're like, and the crowd doesn't even want to hear the Eurovision song. They would want to hear the song.
So I've fallen down a Eurovision hole the last few days because my new favorite band won Eurovision this year. And I just made the connection this last weekend, which is hilarious in of itself. So Måneskin mm-hmm. from Italy won Eurovision with a song they have wrote and rewritten like over and over again the last 5 years. They came in second place on X Factor Italy in like 2017. So they're like mid-level European famous.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've crossed over in the States since winning Eurovision. They're doing a total U.S. media tour. And so I fell down this Eurovision hole and I'm watching like the finalist videos, top 10 videos. And I was like, oh my God. That movie did not stray one bit from what it's really like to compete in Eurovision and the ridiculousness of it. So
it is ridiculous.
They did make that movie with permission of Eurovision, with consultants from Eurovision on set. And so Eurovision was delighted with the final product.
Yeah.
So yeah, I fell down a Eurovision
hole. I love that for you.
So one of the videos I watched was like a top 10 best moments of Eurovision,
yeah.
And smack dab in the middle of it is a clip of that guy from the bar in Eurovision who kept asking for Yaya Ding Dong,
yeah,
giving 0 points to England for Yaya Ding Dong.
Ah.
And I
that's amazing
died.
It that's was amazing.
So funny. Because there's two long-running jokes in there. The movie reference and the fact that England always competes and never gets any points.
No, they don't.
Ever.
No, that's true.
Ever. So, it was delightful.
So we're gonna start off Internet Thing of the Week with this discussion.
Oh, good. I was going to say, are we going to discuss that or not?
We are.
We're going to wrap it into Internet Thing of the Week, but it is a discussion, yeah. Not just a meme.
Right. So this tweet says, my somewhat face-blind wife was talking about how good the guy was from The Good Place in Dune, which led to me finding out that she thought these guys are the same person. And it is Jason Mantzoukas playing Derek in The Good Place and, you know, what is Leto Atreides. Yes, Leto Atreides mm-hmm. from Dune. Right. I'm not giving away, but that's who it is. Right. Yeah. And so I sent this to Shannon, and she, of course, immediately recognized Jason Mantzoukas because we love The Good Place. But then who did you think played Leto Atreides, Shannon?
I thought it was Aquaman.
Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa. Well, it was Jason Mantzoukas.
Yeah,
and
Jason Mantzoukas.
I know Jason Momoa's in the movie, and mm-hmm. he's hot and beardy, and this guy's hot and beardy, and he's kind of rugged looking, and so like at first glance I was like, oh yeah, Jason Mantzoukas, Jason Momoa, tomato potato, like, right, like mm-hmm. ha 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 ha. And so I sent it to Scott
uh-huh.
and he was like, you dumbass, that's Poe from Star Wars.
That is Oscar Isaacs.
Not Aquaman. I was like, oh my god. And I was like, I have to tell Maggie this
because
she's
crying.
Going to die laughing.
I did.
That I did the same thing this lady did.
All right. And then after that happened, like, I did laugh. I laughed very hard. And then this tweet from the other day was in response to that same tweet about mm-hmm. my face blind wife thought these two people were the same. And Parker Malloy, who is an amazing journalist and... it's just, she's fucking fantastic, wrote, bites down on false tooth containing poison, and then it's from The Good Place, and it says, attention, I have been Derek'd.
Right.
And I was cry laughing at this, so of course I sent that to Shannon. Yeah. Attention, I have been Derek'd.
So Jason Mantzoukas is Derek.
Yep.
Being like, oh my god, I've been copied. Killed.
Attention, I have been murdered. Because yeah. that was what Janet said. Right, attention, yeah, yeah. I have been murdered.
Right, I have been Derek'd.
Attention, I have been Derek'd.
Right.
Oh, I was laughing very hard at that. All right, so we've got some other internet things of the week. If you are not happy single, you won't be happy married. Happiness comes from art supplies, not relationships. All right, and this one is, they put the... like, middle-aged mom haircut on Aaron Rodgers. The Karen haircut on Aaron Rodgers. And it says, you done messed up, K. A. Ron.
Right.
Which, that's great. A plus. All right. And then this one, I'm going to read it to you and then I'm going to show it to you so that you can respond.
All right. All right.
When Medusa showers, is it like this or like this? So it's got Medusa... it's got Medusa wearing a shower cap over all of her snakes, or is each of her snakes wearing its own shower cap?
I love it.
I don't know why that's so funny. I sent it to Kelly.
I think because, like, all of the snakes are her hair, I think it would be the first one.
Yeah.
Like, she needs to contain all the snakes in one giant cap because the snakes are her hair. I uh-huh. don't... if the snakes were independent...
mm-hmm.
Like, if they each had their own independent minds.
Yeah.
And
right. It's like, good. I mean, I'm not totally sure.
I don't know. I love it.
I'm uncertain.
I love both. Please tweet us and let us know. If Medusa was taking a shower, would she wear one giant shower cap? Or would all her snakes have their own individual little itty-bitty shower caps?
One last thing. I sent you this week, too. Internet Thing of the Week. I asked a patient at work today if they were vaccinated. Why are you asking me that if it's against HIPAA? Ma'am, this is your doctor's office. What do you mean?
We need that information. Thanks.
HIPAA means your doctor can't tell other people information about you. It does not mean you cannot tell your doctor information.
Correct.
You dumb piece of fuck.
And it also like doesn't, it's not validate. It's not valid between people in private settings either.
Yeah. Right.
And it doesn't matter in businesses either.
No.
A business can ask you about your medical history. It's not HIPAA. They're not your doctor.
No, your doctor's not allowed to talk about things that they know about your medical stuff.
With other people.
Yeah.
Identifying you.
Right.
Now, they can call you a dumbass.
Mm-hmm. Some dumbass did such and such.
Yeah. Which my doctor actually did to me today.
About you? No, she called you a dumbass?
She came in and talked about another dumbass.
Yeah.
But she did so without identifying the person.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the fact that she talked about another patient.
Yeah.
Well, number one is questionable to me, but her and I have a good relationship. So
okay.
She came in and was like, oh my God, I'm so glad it's you because this dumbass just did this to me, which was delightful. But she didn't violate HIPAA because she was just describing the situation and what had happened. Mm-hmm.
I worked in a medical community one time. See, and this is why I'm wording it like this, because I'm about to break HIPAA, but if I didn't say where I worked, then it's far less questionable. This guy who was named Stephen Holt, which is from Arrested Development, and I wanted to tell everybody that a Steve Holt came to our office, and I wasn't allowed to say that.
Steve Holt!
Steve Holt! And I would say that to him when he came in, and he didn't know the reference because he was fairly elderly. And I just was like, Steve Holt!
My friends, Clint and Steve do that at Polaris.
Yeah.
Steve Holt.
Yeah. Stephen Holt came to the medical situation that I was involved in. And since I didn't say where that was, then that's okay.
My sister got fired from U of M for kind of violating HIPAA in a roundabout sort of way. And I think she was done dirty. I think it was a stretch.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was she was working as a temp in an office that was converting written medical records to electronic.
Okay.
This is like 20 years ago. And she came, she was doing an OB pile of births, and she was in an office with a coworker, and her boss was walking by at the exact same second. She said, oh my God, I know this person. They just had a baby.
Yeah.
And she was fired for HIPAA violation.
Mm.
She didn't say the name.
No.
She just said, I know this person. They just had a baby.
And she knew that about them not because she knew them, not because she knew them medically.
Right.
Yeah.
She knew them personally.
Right. That's what I meant.
But read a medical record and then divulged why they were in the system.
Gotcha.
So I'm like, that's a stretch.
That feels very fuzzy to me.
Yeah. I mean, I see. She understood why. Like, of course, we were all kind of pissed when it happened, but I'm like, that's a fucking stretch. Like,
it's a little fuzzy.
Didn't name the person.
Right.
Anyway, whatever. We're over. Time to wrap it up like a
dick. We are way over.
People love us. It's good.
They love to listen to us.
We give them a commute drive.
Yeah.
There and back. Depending on where you live. L.A. or Detroit.
Or,
like, we give you a little over an hour.
Or for me,
here.
It would be like 8 commute drives. Because my drive to work is 11 minutes. All right.
Maybe we should try a 10-minute podcast. See what happens once.
We've done them. You know, when we would do drinks to go.
Yeah.
Back in the day. All right, you guys, well, find us everywhere online, you know, your favorite podcast, whatever. Give us 5 stars. Tell us we're ridiculous. You know, like, do whatever. And you can interact with me on Twitter. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been episode 297.
298.
298.
Are we at 299?
No, it's 7 or 8.
One dropped today.
Okay.
One drops Thursday.
Okay, so 298.
298. What are we going to do for 300?
Guys, send us your suggestions,
tell us,
please.
What do you want us to do for 300?
Send us your suggestions.
300. Should we wear, like, be half naked, wear some Greco-Roman clothes, and, like, roll around in an oil pit?
I'm so sorry. I have to complain about, like, this guy on Reddit who's a fucking
300,
idiot. Real quick.
You know?
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to be this person. This guy is talking about innocent until proven guilty, and I went on this whole thing explaining to him that that is a legal term only and does not apply to life. Like, I don't have to presume innocence about someone who I suspect that my niece drew on my blanket. And in fact, I'm pretty sure that it was her, but it would not hold up in a court of law. But that doesn't mean she didn't do it, right? Innocent till proven guilty is a legal thing. It doesn't apply to your life. You can suspect anybody of anything for any reason. And he goes, yeah, innocent till proven guilty is pretty much standard. I'm not sure what the fuck you're talking about.
He doesn't understand the concept.
You're stupid.
You're like, you're right. You don't understand what I'm talking about. Period.
Oh, God, Redditors and their stupidity.
You yes. don't understand what I'm talking about.
All right. Let us know
what you that clear.
Want us to do on our 300th episode.
300 episode coming up. What?
And you can interact with me on Twitter. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been episode 298, as previously discussed, of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.
Bye. Christmas Carol.